And now, bowling scores. Take five. Good afternoon, everybody, or morning, or evening. We are The Rant, and I am Billy Liggett.
Time does not matter in The Rant.
This is true. Thank you for listening. This is round two of our venture into the world of podcast.
New and improved.
New and improved. You'll notice we might, if you've listened to us in the past, you notice we might sound a little better this time. And this is because we are blessed.
With skill.
With skill, for one.
Hashtag
but also
blessed.
New equipment. And this is a great setup we have here. I'm not going to tell you where we're located. We are at an undisclosed location somewhere in Sanford, North Carolina. We've been in weird places before. Gordon and I used to hide out somewhere in downtown Sanford in a little cramped room sitting around a little iPad. But the setup here is much better. So, anyways, like I said, I'm Billy Liggett, and joining me, as always, on The Rant is Jonathan Owens.
Yay! Me.
And Gordon Anderson.
Morning.
Afternoon.
And evening. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm hoping people can hear me.
That's why I said take five. We're playing a little bit with...
No, it's all good.
Hopefully we save some of these outtakes. They've been fun.
Let's not talk about the outtakes.
How are you doing, Gordon?
I feel just great. Absolutely fantastic.
You have nice hair today.
Thank you.
Good hair day.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm using a new product.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's talk about products.
All right. What do you guys use?
I don't use products.
You don't use any product for your hair?
Like every once in a while, but not like, no.
Wait, no, this is fascinating to me. You don't use anything? You just...
What do you use? Vidal Sassoon?
Your hair goes kind of perfectly. That's not set in place with any kind of gel or product?
It's been the same haircut for like 34 years. So Eventually it just grows that way.
You ever try to part it the other way just to see?
Yeah, my daughter was like, who are you?
What about you, Gordon? You definitely use something.
That's a proprietary secret.
Oh, come on, guys.
I use a product, but yeah. I will not be disclosing. Not on this podcast.
So I do use a little bit of hair gel, but I have very curly, wavy, thick, luxurious hair.
Man, I don't know how you keep that thing under control, Billy.
Wow.
It's great. No, it's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's great, and it's fantastic.
Big, beautiful hair.
Yeah, it's
a
huge.
Big, beautiful door right in the middle of it.
It's going to be a great set of great head of hair.
So, yes, we actually do have some very good stuff that we're going to talk about here. Thank you for listening to us. You can find us online at rantnc.com. We write on this website, but it's becoming more than that, and it's going to include our podcast, which we hope to do monthly. And if you have any questions to us, feel free to visit that site. You can find our contact information or comment or what have you. But thank you for listening. And
I'm going to interject here, Billy.
Yeah, do that, because I had nothing after that.
Just to say that time is meaningless in The Rant. We hope to bring you some guests in the future, as we did back in the days of yore. With our radio show, we are not doing that tonight because we're testing equipment.
Yeah, we didn't want to bring somebody in tonight and then
they have to spend an hour hearing us talk about whatever we were talking about.
But yes, very good point, Gordon. We will have guests in the future, and they will be captivating guests, and they will be guests that that we hope you enjoy.
They'll have relevance.
Your life. There's the word relevance. They will have relevance and.
If you live in this area if you're in like, I don't know, Minnesota or something, maybe you won't care.
So if we got anything from this beginning here, it's a new motto, and that is time is meaningless with The Rant.
So Billy, did you just get back from, Asheville? Is that what I saw?
I did. Thanks for asking, Gordon.
You're welcome.
That was a good segment.
It was a good segment. No, I did. Actually, just got back today and spent 3 days in Asheville, North Carolina for a college news media conference. ran into an old friend of ours, actually.
Oh, yeah? Who's
that? A person with a historically rant person. Whatever. RV Height, the first ever guest on The Rant.
That predates my time, my involvement with The Rant.
It was, yeah. It was just, wow. There was a time it was just me and Jonathan.
Really?
One episode.
Yeah, for some reason you weren't
on. You had your guest, RV Height.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice. And he did the famous moment from that was when he was telling us about the chicken or why he didn't eat chickens, and then he made the chicken sound, and we played that over and over.
I remember that.
So what were we talking about? Yeah, I was in Asheville, and what do you guys think of Asheville? I've lived in North Carolina going on 9 years now, and I've only been to Asheville 3 times, and once was the trip with my wife, and we went to a bed and breakfast. Once was kind of when we did the whole Blue Ridge Parkway thing, and then this time for a conference. And I have mixed feelings on Asheville. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. But I walked downtown a lot during this trip, and man, that's a different kind of people.
It's one of the only places that you can go to and like actually see the stereotype that you hear. Yeah. Like, yeah. There, wow, that's a drum circle, and they're not kidding.
That in Chapel Hill. It's like the two places.
Yeah. But even, like, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Chapel Hill. And, yeah, I guess they probably have some drum circles there.
But Asheville, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they mean it.
It's, like, real.
Yeah.
Saw my fair share of the dreadlocked teen who probably hadn't bathed in a few days. And I hate to stereotype anybody out there who might be like this, but... dirty hippies.
Was there any time that you were like walking down the street and run into a quintet of guys with, you know, dress and facial hair that looked like they were from 1902, and they were like, "We're gonna play you a Steely Dan song on instruments that, yeah, exactly, you know, like a mandolin and a concertina."
Oh, what's it
called?
Did
that happen?
Yes, that did happen, okay. Actually.
What was it? Are you reeling in the evening? And did you want to punch him?
I did want to punch him. I'm not going to get bogged down in this.
A few things about Asheville, two things. Actually, like, when you go downtown Asheville and you're walking around, it feels like you're in a much bigger city. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that? Like, the common area that, you know, right in the middle?
Yes.
It feels like New York City
Such
there for a
crude
second.
And common area.
But it's just like a few blocks, but it feels like a really big city.
Yeah.
Like more so than any, except maybe Charlotte, in the whole state. Like Raleigh, you don't get that feeling.
Charlotte's
no,
got definitely, game.
You don't get that in Raleigh. And
Charlotte's pretty awesome.
You're right. And we stayed at the big hotel in downtown Asheville.
The Renaissance.
And, the Renaissance,
that's
yeah.
Where we stayed too.
Yeah. So yeah, we were there for a conference, and we were talking when we were setting up everything. John and I have been to a few conferences. John actually sets up a conference every year, and I go to 2 or 3 a year. I went to one in Nashville, and I went to one in Asheville.
I don't go to no conferences.
But conferences, Jonathan.
I like the ACC. The Big Ten's pretty good.
Shut up. The good thing about these conferences is the food. The food you eat on these conferences, because it's all paid for.
Is it catered?
No. It's all, you know, usually whoever's sending you.
Or you're getting local flavor.
It's always local flavor. Like, whoever sets it up, you know, all right, everybody, let's meet at so-and-so restaurant, which, you know, is the highest rated on Yelp or whatever, and we're all going to meet there. So in Asheville, we tried to get into PEX. Is that what it's called? Do you know anything about that? But the wait there was like an hour and a half. So we went to Tupelo Honey, which I know has other locations. I know they have one in Raleigh, which I've never been to. But what about Sanford, guys? Because Sanford has a bad reputation as a place. And
as
feel
a
free. I hate when I end mid in a sentence.
Yeah,
let's
just start over there.
Sanford has a bad reputation as a city. No, Sanford has a bad reputation as a place that can't hold a restaurant. And I could argue both for and against that, but. Sanford, there are places in Sanford that I think, you know, there's that buffet place I don't think has been able
King's
to...
King's Chinese?
No, I'm awesome. Talking about the Trailblazers.
Oh, Trailblazers to close.
Yes.
Oh, man, yeah, that's... But, you know, I mean, that's a dead soldier from 10 years ago.
But how many buffets have been there since then, though?
Oh, yeah, I don't even know
hundreds.
If there's anything there.
Literally hundreds.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's no business that side of town anyway.
Well, Gordon brought up a good point in pre-show conversation.
Pre-show.
Things like The dairy bar, you know, sticks around. Yeah. It's just hit or miss.
Yeah,
you know?
Restaurants can survive. It's just a tough business, and you know, most new restaurants are going to close. That's like the statistics, right?
It's like 90% or something.
Yeah. Most 103%.
Most cities,
all of them plus two.
So most cities, Sanford size though, has that one or two places where you know they make the Our State list of best.
Dairy
you know,
bar.
Siler City has one. Okay, we have the Dairy Bar, and I do like the Dairy Bar. I like it a lot, and we go a lot. But I don't know if that, like, I don't know if that.
All right, let's not get on Steve's bad side
until he pays us.
There is a new once he starts.
Now, look,
I love the Dairy Bar.
But like one thing that stuck around a lot longer than I thought it would, Tramway Diner. Have y'all tried it?
It's
cheap. It's good for a family when you want to spend a lot of money.
The Catfish.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
They have Mexican night on Tuesday.
Oh,
we
yeah.
live near a tramway, so we go there.
I see.
But it stuck around a lot because it kind of opened like right when the Dairy Bar caught fire and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured when the Dairy Bar opened that it would close up or, you know, not be as popular. But
that's been a location where, you know, they've had restaurants there before that seemed to be doing well. I'm not sure why they
Max
closed.
Max was there. And the guy that owns, I think...
Somebody told me that it was the same people that own Max, but I can't confirm that, so I shouldn't be repeating it on a podcast.
I think it's like the same person who owned the first Max or something like that. I don't
okay.
know. But, you know, Dickie's was there, and it lasted like 10 minutes because it was way expensive.
Yeah.
So...
It's like $17 for some frozen brisket.
You have that whole stretch on Horner Boulevard that where Ham's used to be, where the Chinese place used to be. And then a little bit further down next to Pizza Hut, you have this huge restaurant that was built. I assume it was built for a restaurant, but it was built, what, 2 or 3 years ago, and nothing has moved into that yet. And, you know, there could be reasons or whatever, but I don't know. Just Sanford always kind of, it seems like, a place will come, and just as easily a place where there's the Oyster Bar in that same little stretch.
Well, that caught fire.
That caught fire, but still did not come back. And there are a few other places like that. There was a new place.
Cuban place across from the courthouse we used to
have. Oh, yeah.
Not there anymore, right.
That was good.
But there is a new place in Sanford that does give me hope, and I know it's not unique to Sanford.
Applebee's.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Ruby Tuesday. No.
We going to get a Chili's.
When are we getting that Chili's?
When we get the Target, I imagine. No, you know what I'm talking about. Alpaca.
Alpaca.
When the sign went up at the old Hardee's of all places.
Mommy Nora's.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people you think really think they serve alpaca there?
There, I think, have got to be quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that name kind of hurts them. But it's awesome.
Have you got,
it's
yeah, awesome so okay, that's my next question. Have you tried it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the owner. There's a restaurant in Raleigh called Mommy Nora's or something like that.
Yeah, well, they've all changed to alpaca.
Yeah, except the original one.
That's okay.
Wake Forest, but it's the same logo and everything.
See, I heard they passed it on to the children, and when the children took it over, they decided to name it for an animal that they don't serve.
Oh, okay.
But
because they're shrimp.
But it is delicious. The chicken is good.
The alpaca is delicious.
The alpaca.
Yeah. It's like a secret menu. You have to ask, like, can I have the llama brain?
Well, you know there's a lot of
they look right, they look left, and then they nod to the guy in the back, and they carry it in by a muzzle.
You hear the bolt gun. But
it's got two things going for it,
though. The steamed yucca is amazing.
But you know there's a lot of dudes,
and the plantains.
A lot of dads.
The plantains.
There's a lot of dads that go in there and make the alpaca joke.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dad. Alpaca.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of mortified 12-year-old girls who are like, oh, my God, Dad.
It's got two things going for it.
Made the alpaca joke all the way here.
First, the food is great, as we were saying, but sometimes that's not enough in Sanford because people are set in their ways, I guess. But the other thing it's got going for it, it's packed. The place is packed, alpacked.
Alpaca this restaurant.
Wait a minute.
With customers.
It all makes sense now. No,
that's what the owner said.
It's packed. And it does well. The night we went, the line almost went out the door, and we didn't wait that long. But then we couldn't find a table afterward, and you may look at that as a bad thing, but no, that's a great thing, and that's a great thing for Sanford. And I wish them the best because I think Sanford needs one or two more places kind of like that to, you know, as we're growing, we got that huge shopping center that's coming up, and there's a new restaurant coming up over there that we wrote about in the Rant, iToro. That's coming. I guess that's coming pretty soon as well.
Well, that's a part of Sanford that needs some commercial attention, and it's good that they're filling that spot. They could have. I mean, like, who knows where else they could have located? But it's good to see that they located there because, yeah. You know, Sonic moved away from there. You know, the Sonic moved, and
the Hardys moved.
The Hardys
that's
moved.
What Al Packer became.
Excellent point, John.
But you know, like El Rodeo was basically the same food.
Yeah.
And that place in Steel Street Mall was like basically the same food.
Yeah.
And those didn't make it. So why is Al Packer going to make it? Because they got shrewd marketers.
Good location.
Well, it's visible.
That sign's a great sign.
Yeah.
And, you know, being that close to the porn shop probably doesn't hurt either. But, wait, what?
Can you get. Wait. Oh, moving right along.
No, so my whole point in all this is I hope to see more of this in Sanford. I know they're doing well, but I think we've got more news coming for downtown Sanford that we'll talk about a little bit later. But Sanford needs a few more of these. It's growing. We're getting more businesses. We need to attract the foodies.
One thing that's been on the rant. Our website, rantnc.com, this month has been the revelation that city government was taking up some brewery regulations. There's been a lot of rumors of a brewery coming to Sanford, to downtown Sanford, and it's never been anything that we could report, but the city council held some hearings on changing zoning ordinances to update what the definition of a brewery, what a tap room, what a microbrewery is. And as a website, we thought that was worth reporting because it kind of lent some credence to the rumors of a brewery coming to town. And sure enough, the Sanford Herald followed up on that, covering the city council meeting, saying that there was a gentleman from Carthage, I think, who was looking at areas in downtown Sanford. So I think, and a lot of people think, that it would be good to have a brewery here in town. You know, you can drive any direction the next town over, and you're going to find...
I hate to be totally unhip and a rube, but brewery, what does that mean? Like a big... brewery or like a restaurant that brews beer.
Well, it may have a restaurant, but it's going to have a tap room where you can go and have, you know, a couple of locally brewed things rather than 12 Miller Lights.
Exporting this
beer. Some of them are restaurants.
Maybe.
Places as far as Godwin, Eagle,
Falcon.
I imagine it will be like
Springs.
I imagine it'll be like a place that we actually reported on the rant a few years back, a place
I don't read the rant.
A place in Anger called White Rabbit, and they appeared at a few of the Arts and Vine festivals as well. But White Rabbit in Anger, you walk in there, and he has kind of a pool table and a bar. It's really just that simple, but on his bar behind him, he has like 7 regular taps and then a special tap, like a seasonal tap. And so you go in there, and if you're a first-timer, he gives you kind of a sample of each, and it was great.
Is...
It was great. But then, let me finish real quick, sir.
No.
behind his bar is a huge brewery where a big brewery where he had aluminum tubs and a bathtub.
He sells all this craft stuff, and then in the back he's cooking up strokes.
He had a bathtub with a paddle and an old man taking with a rubber ducky back there. No, it was a very cool thing. And so when you say a brewery's coming to downtown Sanford or possibly coming to Sanford, that's what I imagine it'll be. Is maybe like he has five or six. Flavors, for lack of a better word, but then, you know, a few seasonal things.
Flavors.
And then, but it's a place where you go, and then maybe he bottles it, but if he does, it's probably a very local beer until they, you know.
Well, and going back to what you said earlier about, if you're gonna be a retail food service place, you know, find what you do well and do it well, and don't try to expand beyond that. And I would almost rather hear that a brewery was coming that was just going to be a little tap room than say, well, they're also going to serve food, because there's places that serve food. Yeah. And there's places that serve beer, but there's no place that serves its own beer. And I don't think that it would be there to compete with anybody else downtown, but it would be pretty awesome to have the option that you could go down there and have a pint or two of something that is unique to Sanford. I think it would do a lot for downtown and just kind of the regional character of Sanford.
It's very trendy right now, and I know that's maybe a dangerous word to say, because who's to say in 5 years? Well, it's true, but I think it's a good idea, definitely for downtown Sanford. And you say downtown Sanford's not really that busy, but it's kind of getting there. I mean, you've got the Buggy Factory, which just opened, and I'm not saying their employees are going to go on their lunch break and down five pints, but just having those however many people work in that building now, which, you know, maybe 50, 60 people, that's 50, 60 people who normally wouldn't have been in downtown Sanford every day.
I'm not saying that it's not busy. I'm just saying some...
Well, no, you're right. It's not.
Restaurants haven't...
But you bring in things like a brewery. You bring in a few more new restaurants, and...
I want to see more places like this downtown.
And I'm starting to sound like Snooty McAshville over here, but everywhere you went in Nashville, they had a Nashville beer. How cool would that be?
Oh, man.
How cool would it be to have a Sanford beer? And then... Look, this is where they also
Great
make their
beer.
No, seriously, this is where they also would make their money. They would have their downtown brewery, but then a place like Applebee's, they would have the Sanford brew on tap. I think White Rabbit does that. If you go to Fuquay's Applebee's, you can find White Rabbit beer from Andrew there.
Yeah, well, Sanford Applebee's has Southern Pines Brewing on tap right now.
Oh, and that's good beer too.
And
they have really good stuff.
Yeah. They have really good stuff. And but even further, I think what would be cool is that, you know, these small breweries aren't necessarily all in competition with each other. In fact, they all are interested in what the other is doing, and they all support each other. And
oh, yeah, it's very much a community.
You go to a lot of places, and they'll have their three beers that they're doing on tap right now, and then they'll have a guest tap, somebody that they're featuring saying, hey, this is somebody in this other town who's doing this cool thing I like.
Yeah.
And so...
And they'll do... they'll put them in part of a tour. Like, they'll have the Sand Hills Brewery Tour, where they'll go to the one in Pinehurst, they'll come up to Sanford, they'll head over to Lillington and Anger, and they're very tight-knit community, I think.
And so, you know, you might see this as a way to put Sanford on the map it's the beer community, but, you know, people might go to a brewery in Winston-Salem one day, and the guest tap is Sanford Brewing, and, you know, that would be a cool thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, all this beer talk's making me hungry. We're going to take a quick break and let's order a pizza. Yes. And a beer while we're at it.
Does anybody deliver beer?
Woo! Woo! Y'all order pizza up in here? I know one of y'all order pizza. Oh! You boys podcasting? Mind if I sit down and join us?
Go on right ahead. Sit down.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, tell us your name.
You talking to Clem Kennedy Jr. III? Is this a radio show? Are these microphones? Is that a computer? Is that a chair? That's real nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Nice to meet you, Clem. Yes, this is a radio show. Well, it's a podcast. And, we're about to sit down and talk a little politics. So, yeah, come join us.
Man.
Join us.
Hell, you boys. Thanks for letting me on your pod show. Anytime I get to talk about politics, well, that's what makes me a happy man.
Well, okay, let's talk. Let's ask you then. We were just about to start talking about the presidential election. Clem, is it Clem Kennedy Jr.?
Hold on. Before I get started with this, I need to make sure this is the pizza y'all ordered, right? My boss will ride all over me if I don't confirm the kind of pizza y'all want.
Yes, cheese on
anchovies and olives, right?
Okay, yeah. So, I was just about to ask John and Gordon, but so Clem, who are you for this election?
Well, it's like this. There's only one man I think has a testicular fortitude to stand up and fight for what's right in this country. Only one man who can fix our immigration problem. Only one man.
I know where this is going.
I think can bring jobs back to this country. Seriously. There's only one man who can make America great again.
Oh.
His name. His name rhymes with Rump.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's Bernie Sanders.
Whoa.
Or Hillary Clinton, either one. I think they're both good people. I mean, but I want Bernie. Hillary's a little too centrist for me.
It's
like
thought,
a record skip in there. Like,
thought you were going another way with that, Clem. I know we have to describe it on podcast, but you're sitting here with no shirt, no overalls, and a trucker hat. You don't look the part of a Bernie fan.
Well, that's why they call me Blue Neck Clem. I just ain't red enough, I guess. I got the nickname, I guess, back when I was like 7 years old and told Daddy that he was a fool for wanting to vote for George Sr., that he should have voted for Dukakis. I got beat up once back in elementary school wearing Dukakis overalls, and again in high school when I told my buddies I wanted to start playing the saxophone like Clinton. Man, sophisticated, tolerant gentleman like me just ain't tolerated where I'm from.
Clinton's southern.
So where are you from then, Clem?
Y'all heard Broadway?
Well, yeah, it's just right down the road over there, yeah.
I weren't sure that y'all boys ever headed out that way. Could be Clinton or Carthage or any other places, though. I'd be proud to be from Clinton.
I still can't wrap my head around it, so you're definitely not for Donald Trump.
Well, I went to one of them Trump rallies, the one they had down there in Fayetteville the other week.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
I went with my brother, Bo Cephas Kennedy Jr. III. Bo, he's a big Trump fan. Time Trump said something, he was yelling and hooping and hollering, telling those people down south of us stay on their side of the wall. But me, I just stood there with my arms crossed, shaking my head. Only walls we need are to protect those doctors from getting bombed at them abortion clinics. Trump don't respect us. He don't know what it's like to be a working man. Those immigrants, they're good people.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Certainly has a fresh take.
Does have a fresh take. So why Bernie then?
Bernie reminds me of my grandpa. Oh,
okay. All right.
Angry, passionate, and presidential. I remember when I was just a little kid, my grandpa took me aside and said, Clem, one of these days he's going to grow up to be a fine young man. Hopefully you grow up in a world where you'll have access to free college where you can go to and get your welding degree. So sure do, I miss my old grandpa.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that. So he's no longer with us, I assume, then.
No, he's still kicking.
Of course.
He done runned off with my aunt from my mama's side. I think they still selling canned pickles and hot relish on a roadside up there in Hickory or something.
Oh, okay.
Boys, I got to get back. Domino's don't like me cavorting with the customers. And besides, I make $8.25 an hour. Bernie going to fix that.
Oh, of course he is. Well, thank you very much. Oh, there he goes. So, wow. He just ran right out the room. Well, that was Clem Kennedy.
Jordan, you missed it, man.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the real Clem Kennedy.
God.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quite unexpected.
I'll never take a bathroom break mid-podcast again.
I'm never eating pizza again. So anyways, I just got a text from my wife saying she wants me to pick up chicken sausage. So
I think you mentioned that earlier in the show.
It
or
was in the pre-show.
Oh, it was hashtag pre-show.
Well, we'll see in the editing process.
Yes, anyway. So thank you for listening, and we will return next month with hopefully, like we said, guests. I think the new equipment worked well. I think this is going to turn out pretty good.
The listeners will let us know. We'll have a verdict on that.
Yeah.
From the public.
So I used to love our radio show. This has more of a radio show quality to it. Although we can stop and edit and all that kind of stuff, and it's a little different.
You don't need to talk about process.
I don't want to talk about process. Okay,
the public doesn't care about that. They care about party times and podcast listening.
Back in the radio show, you used to do this stuff, too. People don't want to hear about your mistakes.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear.
My wife's going to disown me. We got to go home.
Wait, why does your wife care if Gordon and I fight?
Because I got to go home.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we do all have to go. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time, America.
All right.
Good night, Rant. Good night.